There are certain matters that parents oftentimes have difficulty speaking to their children about. Memories from the past that not necessarily they want to keep hidden per se, but it's just difficult to discuss. Maybe because of embarrassment or regret, a certain shame. For my dad, one of those realities of his life was when he went and filed for divorce. He could never speak to his children about it. We all knew of it. He didn't try to hide it, but we knew of it indirectly. And I remember when I finally heard it from his own words, not from him in person, but watching a DVD of a talk that he had given at the University of Notre Dame. And when he shared the reason, I just began to cry. Because he said, the reason I went and filed for divorce is because I didn't think there was any other way that I could ever be faithful to God. That I did not think I could be his faithful disciple and stay in this marriage. And I began to cry because I realized how much my dad loved God. That there was nothing he was unwilling to sacrifice in order to be all his. Did God want to destroy my parents' relationship? No. But for years and years, my dad had put my mom even before God, and his children before God, and finances before God. When my dad was 35 years old, he went through a profound reversion, a return to the Catholic Church. Not that he'd ever been completely away. Oftentimes, he would still go to Sunday Mass, especially after he started having children. But in his heart, he was gone. The faith wasn't the center of his life, and he really didn't follow all of its teachings. And then he had this tremendous gift from God where he was given this light that he knew the faith is the truth, and that to live according to it is salvation. And he tried to share that with his family. My mom wanted nothing to do with it. Are you kidding? We're going to have to change those practices? Us, the kids, we thought he was crazy. Dad, are you kidding? Right, you want us to pray every day together? His friends, his extended family. He prayed, he fasted, he did everything he possibly could to try to bring his family along. But year after year went by, and finally he thought, you know what, Lord, maybe it's your will that I not remain in this. I don't want to lose my family. I would never marry anybody else. My wife, she can have everything. I'll give her the kids, I'll give her the family business, she can have the house, she can have all my money. But I want to live for you. And how can I do that and stay in this relationship? It was only when my dad got to the point that he was willing to give everything that things started to change. He had told God at the age of 35, I will live for you no matter what. And God put that to the test. Would you really give me everything? Is your heart all mine? Because I want to use you. I want to speak through you. I want to bring about great things through your life. But I've got to know that you really want me fully. That I have the first place in your life. My brothers and sisters, what were the opening words from the book of Genesis today? The story of Abraham. It says, God put Abraham to the test. Then what was the test? Would you sacrifice your son for me? And, you know, we get used to hearing these readings year after year, and little by little, we can tend to forget the magnitude of that. God had said to Abraham and Sarah years and years before, I promise you a son, an heir, through which you will have descendants as numerous as the sands on the shores of the sea. And what happened? All those years go by, and they got to the point where they were beyond childbearing years. Oh my gosh, Lord, are you going to be faithful? Where is this promise? Abraham was nearly 100 years old when his wife finally conceived. Imagine how they looked upon that one son, the apple of their eye, the center of their lives. And when he came of age, God said, I want you to offer him as a holocaust. Did he want Abraham to lose his son? No, he said, I want to see, would you not even withhold that which is most precious to me? Because I need to see, are you open completely to the blessings I want to pour out upon you? My brothers and sisters, our Lord wants to work in every single one of our lives. But he needs to see, are our hearts all his? Is there any resistance in them? Is there anything we place above him where he said, would you be willing to sacrifice? We could say, yes, Lord. Or would we say, anything but that? I can't tell you how many times people have come and they'll say, Father, you know, I don't know what to do. Right? Is God really asking that? Why would he want that? And so oftentimes it's not that he actually wants that sacrifice, but he wants to see, are you willing, if I had asked that of you, would you give it? One time a lady came to me and she was suffering from insomnia. Several days, even weeks had gone by, and she came, she said, Father, you know, mental illness runs in my family and I'm terrified. I can't fall asleep. What if this happens to me? She had to come to the point where she could say, Lord, if you want me to be crazy, I would accept that. And then she was set free. Blessed Mother Teresa, when God asked her to go and found a new religious order, she said, what are people going to think? What are they going to say about me? Lord, it might ruin my reputation. She had to come to the point where she could say, Lord, if you want my good name, if you want to take even the respect that is due to me, I would give that to you. I never want to refuse you anything. And then God could bless her abundantly. At the end of her life, she could say, I am not conscious of ever having said no to God. Because at a young age, she made an offering in which she said, Lord, anything you ask of me, I would never refuse you. And she imparted that to her sisters. She would say to them over and over again, give whatever he takes. And take whatever he gives with a smile. My brothers and sisters, in this season of Lent, it's the opportunity to look into our hearts and say, are they really all yours, Lord? Is there anything in my life that comes before you? I want to receive your blessings. Set my heart free.